welcome you this morning. Which service do you think you're attending? With the time change and all. Did any of you think you're coming later than you really are? Well, it is good to see you at 9:30 Connect service. And we do have some very focused directions for this service, as you've already likely could tell. One is the All Saints emphasis that we do annually. We remember those in our congregation that have gone on to be with the Lord over the past year. And the other emphasis, of course, is what Doug was just alluding to with the teaching, that one of the common connections we have is faith, past, present, and future. So we're here to claim that and learn more about what that means. So I'd invite you at this time to pray with me as we pray to prepare for the message and also for our time at the Lord's table today. Would you bow? We thank you, God, for this time to remember those that have gone on to glory. We are thankful for their lives, and we're still impacted by the difference that they made through their faith. And so open our eyes and hearts and minds to understanding what it means to walk by faith, to live by faith. And we pray for greater understanding. All this we ask in Jesus' name, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Well, I wonder if these pews that you're seated on could talk. What in the world would they say if those pews could speak? I'm sure that they get lonely at times during the week, particularly when nothing is going on in the sanctuary. They're here. Sunday must definitely be a day that they look forward to because people come and join them. What a wonderful time it would be for those pews if they could speak, to have people on them. Their purpose for being here is being fulfilled. And I wonder if they would, y'all are thinking this is crazy, aren't you? But I wonder if they would think things like, you know, all these years since the 1970s, thousands of people have sat on me, and I've provided a space for people to sit and worship God. And it's brought me such joy. And other pews in here have said, well, I haven't had thousands sit on me. I've had maybe a lot fewer than that because the same people sit on me every week. I wonder if these pews could speak, what would they say? And they would be sad like we are today. They would remember those that used to sit on these pews but are no longer here in body. They would have noticed those that came for years and sat in the same spot and then they did not. But our time of All Saints is not just a time of sadness and sentiment. It's a time also to remember that this is a part of God's plan. As surely as birth is a part of God's plan, death is a part of God's plan. And the promises of Jesus on the other side of death are part of God's plan. So we have hope. We have love. But in this particular teaching, the word that ties us together is the word faith. Now, faith's an interesting word, isn't it? We got one right here on the front pew, a name. What a nice name. Faith is one of the most used words in the Bible. Check your concordance, and you will see that it is throughout the Scripture. And there's a reason for that. Faith is powerful. Faith connects us to the past, connects us to those that have gone before us. It connects us to the present generation. It even connects us to the future. Think about how powerful that is. Faith is powerful. Hebrews chapter 11 that Doug alluded to is a chapter nicknamed the Faith Hall of Fame. And there's some critical teachings there about faith. And one of the teachings is the very first verse that says what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If we can see faith, it's not faith. Faith is seeing more where God is leading, and it is not something immediately visible. But yet, through obedience and trusting God, we move toward what God sees. That's the journey of faith. Now, this journey is a part of the biblical story. These heroes of the faith, they lived this faith in action. They experienced God's presence in moments where they felt like their back was against the wall. They experienced God's presence when it seemed like there was no future. And the Bible commends all of these in the book of Hebrews that are known for their faith, like Abraham. Abraham, imagine his life, 100 years old, wanted a son, and he had given up on that. His wife had given up on that, Sarah. But God said they're going to have a son. Isaac would emerge, and not only are you going to have a son, but you're going to have a nation that is more populated than the stars in the sky. Now imagine the faith that compelled Abraham to believe even in that. Then there was Moses. His back was against the wall as he faced the Red Sea, as he brought Israel out of Egypt, but they were hungry and they did not have a plan. The Pharaoh's army was pursuing them. They were between the sea and Pharaoh's army, and in such a moment of great desperation, God opened the Red Sea and provided a way when there was no way. That's the journey of faith. There was David, the young man, small but spirited, who was the only one who would stand up to Goliath the giant, and with a slingshot and rock, few stones, he took on through faith this giant Goliath. Then there was Daniel. Daniel was a remarkable person. He could have been trapped with all the amenities of the king, but he chose to eat fruits and vegetables instead of the king's finest dining because he wanted to show his allegiance to God, not to the king. The king expected Daniel to waste away by eating such a diet. But after days, he was robust and vibrant, full of life. Everyone was amazed. Daniel had the courage to enter the lion's den. And through faith, he was able to endure this terrifying event. Through prayer and fasting, he knew that God was with him through faith. Well, there's so many names in that 11th chapter. That is just some of them. But read it and see that faith was a way that these giants pleased God. In fact, that is the first teaching that I would give from this text, is it leaps off the page here. In this section, we would call the Faith Hall of Fame, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Did you hear that? Now, some of us, we're skeptical of faith. Some of us are reluctant. Some of us are arm's distance from wanting to embrace faith. But hear this, we're spiritual beings. And it is through faith that we please God. God holds the future, and it is our faith that helps us move into that future that God has for us. It's impossible to please God without faith. Now, there's a little song that I wanted to sing this morning, and I want to ask those of you who are able to stand at this time, okay? I thought this service might be a little bit heavy, and this would lighten it up just a bit. But the song is called Faith. Imagine that. And it goes like this. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Have you got it? You got a little bit of faith on you this morning? So all we need for this song is a little bit of faith. And those are the words, if you'll join with me. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Now, a person that walks by faith over time, there's a Methodist term for that called sanctification. And you know, you can use that word in this song too. So let's try it. Sanctification, 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 just a little bit of sanctification. Sanctification, sanctification, just a little bit of sanctification. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Sanctification, sanctification, just a little bit of sanctification. All right, let's do faith one more time. You're doing good. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Okay, you are good. Now, have you got that? Have you got a little bit of faith on you? Actually, it's just a guitar. Actually, the song is not totally fully true. A little faith is helpful. But actually, there are life situations where we need a lot of faith. And we need to grow in our faith in those situations. So in addition to a little bit of faith to be a catalyst, we need to grow in our faith and experience what God wants us to experience. Remember the teaching of Hebrews 11. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The other point that seems to almost parallel this point is that with faith, everything is impossible to God. So faith pleases God, and everything is possible through faith. So both strong teachings. And we are called to participate in the faith journey. Nothing is impossible for God. Again, these biblical stories in Hebrews 11 remind us God is able to do the impossible, the unthinkable. He provides a way when there is no way. And some of you may be going through one of those times where it just seems like there is no way. This is not a time to despair, but this is a time to journey in faith. Turn our attention to the Lord. Now, the teaching of Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 is pretty simple. It says that in this journey of faith, we're to throw off everything that prevents us from this journey. If there's any sin in our life, anything entangling us, we need to get rid of it. We don't need the extra weight. Christ on the cross died for our sins. And so he forgives us of our sins. We don't have to carry that weight any longer. We can throw off our sin. And anything that entangles us from walking this walk of faith. Secondly, we're to run the race. And we're to run this race with perseverance. Perseverance is a part of our journey as well. It's not always easy. In fact, sometimes faith, we may have an idea of faith being wishful thinking or something just happens. But no, faith requires our complete obedience. Faith requires often something of us. In the teaching of Hebrews 11, it says that many of these commended for their faith, they died because of their faith. They suffered because of their faith. It even says that some were sawed in two because of their faith. We're not talking about a cheap kind of magic or anything. We're talking about participating fully with God in this journey of faith, knowing that he holds the future. So when we're discouraged, when we have things happen that are trying and testing, all the more reason to run with perseverance our faith. And then thirdly, the writer of Hebrews says, keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. In the moments of trial and adversity, those are the very moments we must keep focused on Jesus. After all, Jesus died for our sins, and he has suffered, and he has paid the ultimate price. He knows what we're experiencing. He knows what we're going through. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So this is a teaching today. Throw off what entangles you. Run with perseverance. Keep your eyes on Jesus. At this time, we will move toward our communion service. And today, we have communion most every Sunday at 9:30. But today, it is a fuller ritual and meaning as being a part of our All Saints weekend. So I would invite everyone to fully participate today in the liturgy. I think as we read the liturgy, it's going to mean more to us. But please know, if you are visiting or if you're not a member of this church, this is also for you too. And we invite you to come and receive Holy Communion when that time comes. It's an open table in our tradition. Everyone is welcome. But I invite you to join with me as we have an eye toward those that we have lost over the past year, and also as we prepare for the Lord's table. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace and love with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love, and we've not loved our neighbors. We've not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love for each of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Miriam and Moses, God of Joshua and Deborah, God of Ruth and David, God of the priests and the prophets, God of Mary and Joseph, God of the apostles and the martyrs, God of our mothers and our fathers, God of our children of all generations. So with all your people on earth and the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God in power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which you gave himself up for us, he took bread, he broke it, and gave thanks to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you and to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. For this is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of the faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints and those we name before you. And let me say that in addition to the names on the front of the beacon, after this printing, we've had two deaths in our congregation, D. Olson Friday and Gerald Kelly this morning. Let's take a moment and remember those from our congregation, members who have passed into your presence from our church family. There have also been those in our families, immediate and extended families that have passed away this year. Take a moment and remember all those loved ones. There have also been those friends and people that we have known that have passed away and are now in the Lord's presence. Let us remember them. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, strengthen us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in his final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. At this time, I will ask those helping serve communion to come forward and receive the sacrament first, and then we invite everyone to come and share at the altar. There also are candles on both sides of the sanctuary. It would be fitting today to light candles in memory and remembrance of those that have passed over the past year.